Sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
I always look forward to the sports kebab. Really looking forward to it today because it's about 8 minutes of time where I don't have to talk.
Yeah, because you feel like garbage and it's good for you to sit back and just listen.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh loudly, I won't be offended. Mostly because these jokes aren't that good. No. I'm just kidding. But it is, I will start by saying the sports kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. And I hate to start on a down note, but you know, it was a sad week for all nerds, dorks, dweebs, and weirdos as their mustachioed geek god, Stan Lee, has passed away at 95. 95. And it's amazing because he died on the 25th anniversary of him looking 95.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Seriously, Google pictures of him. I saw a picture of him from 42 years ago where he still looked like a geriatric Marc Maron. I don't know if he ever looked young. Now, he did live a great long life, and he was known to younger fans by appearing in every Marvel movie. In fact, he was the most memorable cameo since the guys who sang Word Up.
Yeah, it's a cold word.
Word up. He was the genius, of course, behind such creatively named characters as Iron Man, Iceman, Spider-Man, Ant-Man. Okay, naming characters maybe wasn't his strong suit. But he did create The Incredible Hulk, my favorite character. You guys like that character?
Oh, sure.
The Incredible Hulk. Oh, he is
incredible.
He is the most out of control Green Warrior since Draymond. Yeah, lots of drama in Golden State stemming from an argument between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. Now, Green did apologize for getting emotional, but I don't know about you, but I actually think Durant is the problem. And I'm not saying Kevin Durant is unlikable, but it takes a lot for fans to side with the guy best known as the testicle puncher. I mean, Durant is so insecure and paranoid.
How insecure and paranoid is he?
His nickname should be the Golden State Warrior. I mean, the only thing thinner than his torso is his skin.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, personally, I just think Durant is trying to sabotage the Warriors because if they win the championship again, Kevin won't be able to leave for a better team in the offseason. It'll be all confused. In other NBA news, LeBron James has passed Wilt Chamberlain on the all-time scoring list, although he does still trail Wilt Chamberlain by 19,000 on the all-time scoring list. Jimmy Butler finally traded by the T-Wolves to the 76ers, and all I can say is it is about time. He was unhappy there, seems like for a long, long time, and he was the most perturbed Butler since Benson.
Oh.
Benson. Now, I do want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day, which was earlier this week, hoping that all the veterans had a great day off. Of course, with the Phoenix Suns, all their veterans have taken almost every day off this year, it feels like. Yeah. Trevor Ariza actually literally took a day off this week and did not play for personal reasons, although he should not have played for personnel reasons. He's struggling, and the whole team is struggling. They're in the middle of another tough season. I'm hoping they could turn it around. They did have a big win against the Spurs, but so far, they have really not lived up to their motto this season, time to rise, right? We've all heard that. Mm-hmm. So the hashtags, everything. Seriously, the last time someone was this unsuccessful with their time to rise, matzah was invented.
No.
Too soon for that one? Okay. But hopefully things are on the upswing because things have been tough all over the valley. The Cardinals having a struggle in this season. They lost another game. And they lost one of their best players against the Chiefs. Buda Baker got hurt, will not play this week, and he got hurt against Kansas City. And while Arizona was upset to lose Buda Baker, Andy Reid was upset to lose any Baker, is really what it comes down to. You know. Anyway, so say what you will, though, about his coaching, but Patrick Mahomes has really thrived under Andy Reid, which is surprising because usually things get flattened under Andy Reid. Great coach, though. Right, Andy Reid?
Yeah.
We agree?
How great is he?
Well, you know, Bruce Arians' motto was no risk it, no biscuit. Andy Reid's motto is, what the hell do you mean, no biscuit? So, after losing to Andy Reid and the Chiefs, the Cards now continue their Bickley and Murata Halloween costume schedule chunk and face John Gruden and the Raiders. Yep. After this, I think they play man wearing guyliner and a generic wig. That was your costume.
Yes,
right?
It was. Yeah. That was me. I resemble that remark.
Thank you. I do hope the Cards win Sunday because John Gruden, he is struggling this year as a coach, I guess
struggling.
You could say. Yeah. I think of it this way in terms of former Monday Night Football analyst. John Gruden is to coaching football as Dennis Miller is to coaching football. Now, I mean, I haven't seen a coach this replaceable since producers brought in Woody to sling brewskis at Cheers, babe. Yeah. And finally, I'm going to end on a joke that instead of the one I really wanted to but decided to cut before the thing.
You decided to cut one of your own jokes?
I did.
Wow.
I've learned over the years.
You've learned to self-scout.
I've been doing this now for maybe, 3 years on this show.
That's code for he couldn't find a boss on a Friday afternoon.
I couldn't get it improved.
It's also code for he's been yelled at a lot.
But lots of rumors that Lions coach and noted fish stick pitch man, Matt Patricia, is on the hot seat. And that's the
fish stick pitch man. He's the Gordon Fisherman, isn't he?
Younger version, maybe. But he is on the hot seat. I'm sure you've heard that. We talked about it earlier. He's on the hot seat. Now, the hot seat, of course, in this terminology, means he could be fired. Not the description of his feeling during his daily fourth trip to the toilet.
Oh,
wait, it's for not it. That.
Wait for it.
Toilet.
Wait for it. Come on, Jarrett.
I don't got it. What am I looking for here? Pooped his pants?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there was a sound bite.
Yeah, no, I thought so. Yeah.
No sound bite. I could play this one.
I thought there was something coming.
No, that, believe it or not, that's how I ended it.
I pooped my pants.
Oh. Once again, the tradition continues of ending on the wrong joke.
Good job, Jared. No, we end on the wrong joke.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I was scrambling to find a final joke after the one I wanted to do. I decided to cut.
And you were never going to top Jim Gaffigan and the way he set up his mic drop
yesterday. Oh, that would have been perfect.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been.
Now you go.
Oh, well. Stay tuned for the montage for that, I guess.
Oh, there we go.
Ah, very good.
Live, actually, audio of Patricia on the toilet, though.
Yeah.
That might have been live audio of the toilet. Jarrett Carlin with the Sports Kebab every Friday. You can get him on Twitter all the time at Jarrett GC, JarrettGC.